Hello, everybody, and welcome to Watching the Throne. My name is Travis Bean. I am the other host of Watching the Throne. It's actually a podcast. I don't know how many of you know that. Chris and I analyze a new Kanye-san every week, but Chris kind of takes the brunt here on the YouTube channel. He loves looking into a camera and speaking for hours on end. Not really my thing, but you know what? Chris is away on vacation, and I'm here to pick up the slack. I'm here to talk about some Kanye news, and we've got some maybe exciting Kanye news. I don't know. I guess we'll see. because like sometimes stuff we learn about Kanye is like, oh, it could mean this and that and this and that. But it's also, it kind of reveals the fan crazed QAnon-esque side of Kanye fans where we start like forming all these crazy theories about what it could mean. But Kanye's so secretive that like we never know if it means anything. And 90% of the time, it usually doesn't mean anything. But that's the beauty of Kanye. Every 10%, probably not even 10%, that's too much. You know, 2% of the time, like you actually get something from Kanye and it's beautiful, it's immaculate, it's the best moment of your year, and you don't expect it because you expect Kanye to disappoint you. And we'll see here with this. So there's actually a lead up to what the news could be here. A few days ago on West Sub Ever, there was this post of Kanye, again, QAnon-esque stuff. We're just like reaching, grabbing, like, oh, this connects to this. But here it actually, people were kind of right. There's this photo of Kanye in the studio, and people notice these plants in the background look similar to these other plants that Playboi Carti is standing in front of. And recently, Kanye and Playboi Carti collaborated on the song Go to the Moon. So now the discussion is like, well, they've already recorded this song together. Like, what are they doing together again? Or were they even together again? And it turns out they were. As we see here on Rap Hub, it was posted from A$AP Bari's. Well, I don't know if this specific photo was, but it did appear on A$AP Bari's Instagram eventually. That Kanye West and Playboi Carti are in the studio together, standing in front of these black backgrounds. And then West Sub Ever picked up on it. And the theories began. Although I really sympathize with Monkey Game AL. I'm just going to remain cautious. I expect nothing out of this, which is almost how I always feel about news like this when it comes to Kanye. I've been trained after years to be a cold, callous, removed person from Kanye news and don't expect anything. But still, tiny part of me is always holding out hope, as you can see from a lot of other people on this list who are getting hyped, getting excited. But there really wasn't much that came from this other than seeing the photo. There really wasn't much on the news outlet front, because there wasn't anything to report. There wasn't any news. It was just a photo. I found this one story from Rap Mice. It's a Portuguese magazine, and it did talk about this. It even posted ASAP's photo from his Instagram story, which said the comeback is real, which is, again, exciting. But until we see new music, it doesn't mean anything. But the idea here is that Kanye is making a comeback and we'll have new music soon. And that music could be of Playboi Carti. That's kind of the thought here. And you could see the rabbit hole forming on the West Sub Ever post. You know, that all these theories that, like, you know, they're going to start making music together. The theories started getting bigger and longer, noting that, you know, Kanye's been hanging out with like Future, and both Future and Kid Cudi were on the Playboi Carti album. So we're like all these people going to be part of Kanye's new album. And you can see, you can see here, I really like the Brandon J. Tellis. He's got a whole 1-2-3 theory about what's going on. The anniversary of West Day Ever is coming up. So all this coming together at once could mean new music from Kanye. And so, yeah, that's kind of what the news is, news/maybe not news. But the fact that Kanye and Playboi Carti are together is exciting. The general speculation, outside of like the crazed fan theory, is that they're simply getting together to make a music video for Go to the Moon, which is exciting because then we get to see Kanye. So hopefully that happens. And Chris wanted me to point out, Chris, you know, he's like an editor on, you know, an editor on vacation, like somebody who's like reporting like what I need to take care of while he's gone, to pick up the slack on YouTube. He wanted me to note that the the mystery shoes in this photo here, which a lot of Kanye fans have been speculating about, like, what are these shoes, look similar to the shoes that are in the photo here. Kanye knows, or Chris knows, Chris will be honored that I accidentally just called him Kanye. Chris knows a lot more about the shoes, I think, and so I kind of take him, I trust him on that those shoes look similar, although it's kind of hard to tell. I tried zooming in and getting a better look, but the fact that Chris says that, I buy it. So all that coming together, that's really the Kanye news we have right now. There's not much else. I will say that today is the 3-year anniversary of Ye, which is one of the most underrated and underappreciated Kanye albums. I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It is a wonderful, vulnerable, and deeply personal retelling of a man's struggle with mental health. And it's just ripe for analysis and re-listens, I think. And you should go listen to our season on the album, actually, where we really dig into the narrative of the album. And we compare it to Kids See Ghosts, which we think those two albums kind of mirror each other, where Ye is the external and Kids See Ghosts is more of the internal struggle. So yeah, that's everything. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please listen to our podcast. And be sure to check out our movie analysis website, Film Colossus. We're always writing about new movies and doing the kind of analytical, doing the kind of analysis we do for Kanye for movies as well. So if you like what we do with the podcast, you'll definitely like what we write. That's all for now, though. Thank you so much, and please stay wavy.